four yomtivs. We got up to the base on the base on the bottom. So we actually read this Gemara when we first started just to get a basic understanding of the sugya. But now we have to really jump into it and really try to see what the sugya is actually saying. So we know that a shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayam has to say b'fanu t'fanu nechtam. Why does he have to say b'fanu t'fanu nechtam? That's a big machlokas amaron, machlokas rabbi and rabbi. The rabbi says b'fisha'en b'kiyin l'shma. B'fisha'en b'kiyin l'shma. So to that the Gemara answered, that the Gemara asked, if the shliach has to testify about something, so maybe to have a kaledia shabbat Torah, we should need two edim. How is one shliach neman? And don't tell me that eid echad neman b'isurin. But eid echad is neman b'isurin only shelo keneged cheskas isa. Here there is a cheskas isa. There's a cheskas eishes ish. What's more, reading the kasha like Rov Rishon against the Marik, right? What's more, it's also a davish be'erva. So even if it were not as chazak isura, or even if eid echad is neman keneged as chazak isura, those are the two ways to read that kasha. Nevertheless, ain't davish be'erva profas mishnayim. So the Gemara concludes in its kasha that we don't understand why one shliach is sufficient. You should need two eidim. You should need two shluchim, the two eidim, to testify the fanyat, the fanyat, and the shema. So comes the Gemara and answers like this. Rov b'kiyanei. Gemara says, no, we're not afraid. The reason why one eid is enough is because rov b'kiyanei. So what? So we know, azlina basaruba, this is a din kol haTorah kula. It's a din daraisa that we follow rov. So once we follow rov, we treat it as though there's no suffix. Right, Rov is Mevar, the suffix is if there is no suffix. So really, Min HaTorah, there's no need for any Eidus. We don't need an Eidus about B'fanei D'fanei Nechtam because Rov B'Kiyanei. So if the problem is Lishma, then there's no need for an Eidus B'Chlal. Filu L'Rabbi Meir D'Chai Shlemiyuta. Oh, but we know Rabbi Meir is Chai Shlemiyuta. We discussed that Gemara Kedushin on Daf Pei. Achogesh Rabbi Meir D'Chachamim. Rabbi Meir holds Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka V'Yisrael Eruba. He holds Lo Azlin and Basar Ruba. Against the chazaka, right? If there would be no chazaka, Rabbi Meir would admit we should go basaruba. But if there is a chazaka, then smoch miyuta lechazaka veisra leruba. Then we have a tag team. We have two against one. The chazaka and the miyut combine and they defeat the rov. So according to him, we don't follow rov b'makom chazaka. And taka here there is a chazaka, right? She's becheska seishes ish. So because there's a chazaka, Rabbi Meir should be chay shel miyuta. So then we shouldn't go basaruba. So we're back to square one. Talk to Gemara now. Even Rabbi Meir, we don't even pass them like him, but we're going to answer the kasha even according to Rabbi Meir. Stam safer de dani migmer gemir. Stam safer de dani migmer gemir. Says Rashi. Sofer ad yonim shergivim lutol kol shtarigid the migmer gemiri the gerisha by lishma the stam soferim know that the gerisha has to be written lishma. What does that do? So Tosfos, we mentioned Tosfos last time. Stam safer dani migmer gemiri v'habik mo miyuta de miyuta lo chashina nafilu. The Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir was choshesh l'miyuta, but he's not choshesh l'miyuta de miyuta. He's choshesh for a miyut hamatzoi. A miyut hamatzoi. Let's say 10% or so. Rav Shechter always quotes this, the truth of the Mishnah is Yaakov. It seems to say something like that. That a miyut hamatzoi is more than 10%. But if it's less than 10%, it's not a miyut hamatzoi. So even Rabbi Meir, we're not concerned about a miyut she'en hamatzoi klal. Sometimes we're choshesh for a miyut. But we're not concerned about a miyut shein hamatzeh klal. Rabbi Meir, that was choshesh even for miyut to the miyut, even for a very small miyut. Rabbi Meir is choshesh le miyuta. He's choshesh even for a miyut shein hamatzeh. But he's not choshesh for a miyut to the miyut. He's not choshesh for such a small miyut. That's not shayach. Not shayach to be choshesh for. Rabbi Meir holds that if it's not a miyut to the miyut, so then the rov is not so strong. The chazaka can join together with the miyut and it can defeat the rov. But if it's a miyuta de miyuta, if it's such a small miyut, so then the rov is olim tuva, the rov is so strong. Even Rabbi Meir would say that a rov that's olim tuva, a rov that's very strong, carries the day. Right? It's going to be mevar the suffix, so we don't have a suffix anymore. Even he would admit, it's not like Rabbi Meir denies the power of rov. So he says that a regular rov is not strong enough. So because a regular rov is not strong enough, then chazaka and miyut can combine to defeat the rov. But if it's only miyuta de miyuta, command the less sidami. That's not significant enough. That rove is so strong that the miyut is command the less sidami. It doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, of course we're going to follow rove. So Ba'emes, the Gemara says that Rove Bekienheim, in fact, not only is Rove Bekienheim, it's even a super Rove. It's a Rove plus. It's Tam Stafer Denai Megamir. Even Rabbi Meir, that's Choshesh L'Miuta, would not be Choshesh for Miuta the Miuta over here. He'd say we follow Rove. So Minat Torah, there's no need to have an Eidus Bechlau. There's no need to have an Eidus of Lefanu Gavani Yachtan. Hi, so what do we do it for? What does the Shlech have to say? How do we understand the Mishnah? The Gemara, Rabbanan Huda Atzra. The whole thing is a Chumad Rabbana. The Hachim Yishamiguna, Akila Bar Rabbana. The whole idea of the Fanayot of Hanayinachan is a Chumad Rabbana. We'll see that's Bain L'Rabba, Bain L'Rabba. We're talking Lefi Rabba. Right? Rabba says Lefi Shem Bekin Lishma. There's some kind of chashash over here. But that's not a Din Daraisa. Lishma is a Din Daraisa. But we're not concerned about Lishma on a Daraisa level. Because Stam Safer Didani Migma Gamiri, we have a robe. A super rove, even Rabbi Meir would say this is a strong enough rove to defeat Amir. So Minat Torah, there's no need to have an Eidus Bechalal, because what's there to be choshesh for? Rabbanan Huda Atzur, the Chachamim Amatzur, the whole thing is a Chumad Rabbanan. Chazal are afraid of something. We have to figure out what that something is. Chazal are afraid of something, but Mishumiguna, so that she won't be strapped to her husband, she won't be able to marry anyone else. Chazal are able to say that one shlech is sufficient for this Eidus. This is the Gemara up to this point. There's still a little bit more. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. So the $64,000 question over here is, what are the Chachamim Choshesh for? Now, what are the Rabbanan Huda Atzur, Chazal Choshesh for something. But Mishum Iguna, they make that one Shlech is enough. So what's the Chashash? Minat Torah, there's no need for anything. So let's see Rashi. Rabbanan Huda Atzrichu, L'meichesh L'meisa, she says that Chazal are machmi, that we need an edus of a fanenichta fanenachtam about lishma, because ikad amashka. Maybe such a scenario could happen that Reuven wrote a get for his wife Sarah, and he decided not to divorce her. Nimlach melagarish, he changed his mind. And now he throws out the get in the ashpa, and this person finds it. Another Reuven married to a Sarah finds it, and he's going to use that get. Meaning, according to Rashi, there's a real chashash of shelo lishma. We're really choshesh that this get might be shelo lishma. Shelo lishma, it was written for the first Reuven and Sarah, and the second Reuven and Sarah, right? The second Reuven is going to take the get, and he's going to try to divorce his wife Sarah with that get. A real chashash of shelo lishma, according to Rashi. Stam Safir Dadani Mikmer Gemir, yeah, the Sofrim know that it has to be Lishma, but you could have a scenario where the Sofer wrote the get, B'tmimus. He wrote it Lishma, he gave it to the Baal was going to divorce his wife, and he changed his mind. So everything was done properly, so the Stam Safir Dadani Mikmer Gemir is not going to help you over here. Right? So there's a chashash. Okay, it's a chashash, Rochek, it's not such a common chashash. You know, it has to be someone with the same names. He has the same name, his wife has the same name as this guy, and he wanted to divorce his wife, so much so that he went to the sofa wrote the get, and then he changed his mind. So it's not so common. It's a chashash rafa, but it does exist. Chazal amachmir even for this. Chazal are afraid even for this, so they say that the shliach has to say the fanai. We need an edus of the fanai, mishumiguna, they say one shliach is sufficient. Now, this is how Rashi learned the Gemara, that the chashash is that there should be, that there might be really lishma. There's a real chashash of shalom lishma. Tosfos, and they disagree. Right? Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi. Rabbanan Huda Atzur Fish Bekutris. Shavika the Ashka Kosev Omek Yoshinukal Shemecha Neneir Sheshmo Kishmo Venimach Malagamish. Because you affect Tosfos, the Behuksuk Shneyosi Ben Shimon Afilu Nichta Lishmo Posilagamish Bolo Rabbi Meir. What's the case? Tosfos, what's the case? Let's analyze the case. You have Shnei Yosef and Shimon be'irachas. Right, clearly the two people are the same. Okay, let's not talk about Reuven, we'll talk about Yosef and Shimon. That's the case of the Gemara gives. Right, so there's Shnei Yosef and Shimon be'irachas. Right? And that's the situation. So what exactly is the case? Is it Puchsak Shnei Yosef and Shimon be'irachas? Do we know that there are two people in the city that are named the same, that have the same names? Right? Two people are called to the Torah exactly the same way. The Gabbai knows and everyone else knows it. Right? Puchsaku Shnei Yosef and Shimon. He says, if Hulzuku Shnei Yosef and Shimon be Irachas, then even if it's Nichtel Lishmo, it's possible. Rabbi Meir would say it's possible. Meaning, even if the Sofer wrote it Lishma, that would be possible anyway. It's not a Shalom Lishma problem. Right? It's a different problem. So it can't be Hulsaku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, right? Ki Damina Beresh Kalaget, Kosa Lagarish Bar Sakadola, Lo Yagarish Bar Saktana. Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak outlines a lot of the dinim of Lishma. So Mishnah says that, let's say a person is married to two wives with the same name. One is older, one is younger. So says the Mishnah that if he writes a get to his older wife, so then he shouldn't divorce the younger wife. He can't divorce the younger wife with that get. So the get was written Lishma. The get was written Lishma, but it was written to the Gedola, so then he can't divorce the Ketana because it's not written Lishma for her. The Ka'ama B'Gemara, and the Gemara says, oh, adio. Ketana Hudlamatz Megaresh, Hagedola Megaresh. Sounds like you can't divorce the Ketana, but you can't divorce the Gedola. The Ketana you can't divorce because it's written Shalom Lishma, but the Gedola, you can divorce, and it was written Lishma. And who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Zot the Gemara, B'Samuch. I'm sorry. Muki lo kareb alozev lo kareb meir. Mishum de be'inan she mochiach mitoch edei achasim ahay menayim megarish. The Gemara says, who's this going like the ketanu de lomotz megarish or gedol lomotz megarish? The Gemara says, be'edim misira ukareb alozev. Be'edim misira ukareb alozev. Well, what? Who's your balozev? Who's your meir? So we've already mentioned them. We're going to get to them in even greater detail after Yom Tov. But this sugi already exposes us to this major, major machlokas and gittin. Major machlokas. Rabbi Meir holds what? Eide chasima karsim. Rabbi Lozer holds Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua, right? That's the Tana of Rabbi Lozer, right? You saw the Gemara from Beis. Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says that it's Rabbi Lozer. What's that mean? He says about himself? No. Rabbi Lozer ben Pedas is the Amora. Rabbi Lozer ben Pedas is the Amora. Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua is the Tana. Okay, Rabbi Lozer, the Tana, says, Eide Mesira Karsi. Eide Mesira Karsi. So the Gemara in the third parak says that Mishnah, that Kasa Lekos. You see? Okay. Yeah. Right? Okay. Good. The Zoom Chever can participate also. If you have a kasha, you could raise your hand or maybe you should go on the Zoom just to see if they go back on. If they have a kasha, they'll raise their hand and tell you or something. A chat. Okay. So the Gemara there says what? The Gemara says that you can't be Megarish the Ketana with the get that you wrote for the Gedola, but you can divorce the Gedola. So how does that work? So the Gemara says it's like Rabbi Lazar who holds Eidim Asir Karsin. It sounds like according to Rabbi Meir you can't divorce even the Gedola. Why not? But if you hold Eidim Chasim Karsin you can't divorce the Gedola. But why not? You have Eidim Chasim, what could be the problem? So Tosus explains the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. Tosus explains the Gemara. Tosus says the local Rabbi Meir mishon to be inan shem mochiach mitoch Eidim Chasim mahay menayim magasha. Rabbi Meir assumes that it has to be mochiach mitoch Eidim Chasim which one you're divorcing. Rabbi Meir holds Lufi Tosfos that it has to be Muchach Mitochem. That's the phrase over here. Okay, Rabbi Meir assumes that it has to be Muchach Mitochem. Muchach Mitochem. It has to be Muchach from the Chasimis, meaning Muchach from the Shtar itself, from the get itself. Who's divorcing whom? It's not enough that the Eidim know. It's not enough Eidim Mesira, let's say, would know. No, it has to be Muchach Mitochem Chasimis. The Eidim Chasima have to know who's being divorced over here. And if the Eidah Hasima don't know who's being divorced, it's not Muha Mitocho, so then it's not going to work. So Tosis sets forth that, first of all, you should know Rabbi Meir holds that because Eidah Hasima Karasi, it has to be Muha Mitocha Hasimas, Haimanai Magarsha. That's point number one. And later we want to say maybe the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. Where does the Gemara say that? That's a Gemara we haven't gotten to yet. Gemara that Gimel Amadala, going out to Gimel Amadala, is trying to figure out, according to Rabbah, that B'fanat B'fananechtam is a requirement because of Lishma, so Nichtav B'nechtam. It sounds like you need both the Ksiva and the Chasim Lishma. So who's that Tana? So at one point the Gemara wants to say, maybe Rabbi Meir holds like that. Then the Gemara rejects it, because the Gemara says Rabbi Meir assumes Eide Chasima Karsim. He assumes that the Chasim is the Iker, not the Ksiva. So he would learn that the words V'kosav Lo in the pasuk, because of the Sefer Krisis, doesn't mean v'chasamla. It really means v'chasamla, because according to him, the chasim is the ikar. So he would only require chasim lishma and aksiv lishma. That's the gemara. But initially, we wanted to say the gemara goes like Rabbi Meir. So you're in trouble. But if Rabbi Meir holds that you need muchach mitocho, and the Mishnah should be going like Rabbi Meir, so how can Rashi learn? It's pshat. Rashi's, if you assume that it's chuch zekushna yosef ben shemen be'irachas, then it's not muchach mitocho anymore. So just to explain the kasha a little bit better, but both the Maram Shif and before him the Rashba, not the chelik of the Rashba that you saw, but another part of the Rashba, they both learn, what Tosus is really asking is, if it's not chuch zekushna yosef ben shemen be'irachas, so then what are we so afraid of? We don't even know that there are two people in the city with the same names, and their wives with the same names. So that's too far. We're not going to be choshish for that. No one would say we're choshish for that. So it must be, according to Rashi's Torah, it must be that it's chosuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas. Because if not, then there's no chashash b'chlam. The chashash is so rachot that it's mamish ridiculous. The chazal would not be choshish for that. It must be chazal ha'choshish in a case where chosuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, maybe taka, it'll be a case where it is shalol l'shma. Right? Kosov, you'll have to get, that's kosov, shmo kishmo. He changed his mind, and someone else is going to have to find again. So on that Tosus says, oh, if it's chuchzuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, it has to be that, because if not, then there's no chashash. So then, the pshat doesn't work out. Right? If it's chuchzuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, so then according to Rabbi Meir, the whole get is puzzle. So we can't get the first base. That's the kash of Tosus, Lufi Rashi. Right? But if you need mucham mitochom, so then by chuchzuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, what's the chashash? Well, it's the chashash of lishma. It's a chashash of lishma. It's a chashash d'rabbanan that this guy's going to find a get that wasn't his. The first guy can't divorce his wife either. It's not, well, we're going to be choshish. If it's chuzuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, the sofer realizes that there's no way to write this get unless what? I mean, how can he divorce his wife? How can the yosef ben shimon divorce his wife? What does he need to divorce his wife? It's got to be muchach mitocho. How can it be muchach mitocho? If his name is the same as the other guy's name and his father's name is the same, so how's it muchach mitocho? What's the answer? You got to go back to the free of the Kedairis, to the earlier generation. Right? You need Mishaloshim, Rishonim of Eloshim. You need Mishaloshim. The get has to have three generations in it. And if there aren't three generations in it, then the get is going to be puzzle. The get is going to be puzzle. So if it's Hulzuku, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon Be'irachas, so then the get is puzzle Bechlal if you don't have Mishaloshim. So what's the chashash over here? Well, what exactly is going on? And if you have Mishaloshim, so then it's not this guy's grandfather, so there's no problem anyway. So how do you understand Rashi? Yeah, that's Tosis Kash. Vafilu l'Rabbi Elazar tzarech ei d'mesira sheyedu sha'aso abal shliach l'vekam. And Tosis just adds a point, that we have to work on. We'll have to hold that. He says, even Rabbi Elazar would say that the Eid Mesira have to know that the Baal made him a shliach l'holocha. I have to understand why that's true. But leave that out. Right? Leave that out for a moment. At least according to Rabbi Meir, right? According to Rabbi Meir, the Gemara is answering the fee Rabbi Meir, at least according to Rabbi Meir, it has to be muchach mitocha. And Rashi's version of the Gemara is a chashash, but it's not muchach mitocha. The whole get would be possible. Even the first guy couldn't divorce his wife. So it's not really a chashash because the sofer know not to do that. They wouldn't have done it. It's chuzuk u'shnei yosef ben shimon b'irachas, and the sofer would never write a get like that. How do we understand the Gemara? This is the kash of Tosfos. For Omri, so what is the re-answer? The hada atzur chabana and hacha hana kadei shlo ya'ara bal v'yom eshakasu ha-sofer kadei l'islami v'uechtem alav edim shehu lo ha-yabaki l'shinah. How does the re learn? The re learns that it's not a real chashash of shalom l'shma. But Rashi learned that the chashash mid rabbanan is that we're afraid it will really be shalom l'shma. And the re learns, no, it's not a real chashash shalom l'shma. It's just a chashash of las. Chashash of las. Which we're going to get to later, according to everyone, right? The Gemara later is going to say that, you know, why do we have only one shliach? Let's have two eidim. Because if you only have one shliach, then the Baal can be ma'ara. It can be motzi las against the get, and it'll pasal the get. Later on, we're certainly going to ask from the las of the Baal. The question is, the ikar takona, b'fanei was that instituted because of las of the Baal, or because of a real chashash that maybe the get is going to be shalom l'shma? Rashi says it's a real chashash that the get would be shalom l'shma. Tosfos says, no, the whole thing is just a las ba'al. Allah, that we're afraid that the Baal, the get is kosher v'yashar. The Baal wanted to divorce his wife. He had the get written, but now he's going to claim the sofer wrote it kedei le'islamid, only to practice, and then he was machdim edim shalol l'shma. He's going to claim that it's shalol l'shma. Laz habal. From the beginning, the whole thing was a laz. The get is kosher v'yashar, 100% kosher. But the Baal is going to be motzi laz against the get to say that he was machdim shalol l'shma. So that's why the Chazal instituted to have the shliach say b'fanut ofan nechtam, which we understand to mean l'shma, either stam l'shma k'maaser, as we said, or we're going to ask him if it's l'shma. And that'll solve the problem. That'll solve the problem that the Baal is not going to be able to be motzi laz. Okay? This is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in terms of the basic chumra, the rabbanim. And we're going to get to another layer tomorrow, but this is the basic machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So the question is, how can Rashi answer the kasha of Tosfos? Right? Tosfos kasha is pretty ironclad. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, the Eid Chasima Karsi, that means that the Chasim, everything is in the Chasima. The Eid Chasima shaf the shtar, they mash the shtara, they make the shtar. And according to Rabbi Meir, Tosfos proves from the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak that Rabbi Meir holds that you need Mulcha Mitocha. That's the Mulcha Mitocha Chasimus, Haimanai Magasha. So how is Rashi learning? What's the answer for Rashi? So the Rajba suggests that maybe this talk of fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. That maybe Rashi argues against Tosfos, and Rashi holds that even Rabbi Meir does not require that the get should be muchach mitoch. Right? That's a fundamental teretz, a major machlokes. Lefi Rabbi Meir, that Eid Chasima Karsi, does it have to be muchach mitoch or not? Tosfos says it does. The Rajba says lefi Rashi that it doesn't. Big chiddush of the Rashba. Aye, what's the kasha? How can you say Rabbi Meir denies Mulcha Mitocha? He doesn't require Mulcha Mitocha either. But there was a raya. Tosfos had a raya that Rabbi Meir requires Mulcha Mitocha. What was the raya? What? The third parak. Right? The case on the third parak. Right? Yeah. He has two wives, Ketana and Gedola. So the Gemara says, Tanud lamatz megarish, Avedol lamatz megarish. I stand Mulcha Mitocha. So what does the Gemara say? Be'edim mesira, ukerabalaza. Sounds like Lefi Rabbi Meir. If that Mulcha Mitocha, you can have edim mesira from Haim Bismargan. It's not going to help you. So what's the Rashba talking about? What's the answer? Rashba says Rabbi Natam has a different girsa than the Gemara. Right? The Rabbi Natam has a girsa. Be'edim mesira, adka. It doesn't say ukir rabbalaza. Bein mesir, as long as you have bein mesir, it works. Ukuliyam. Bein l'rabbalaza, bein l'rabmeir. Even Rabbi Meir would say that if you have bein mesir, then the whole problem is solved. Now just be careful. Rabbi Meir definitely holds that you need Eidei Chasima as well, because he holds Eidei Chasima Karsi. Don't forget that point. The Gemara never meant to say that if there's Eidei mesir, then that's enough ukuliyam. No. Rabbi Meir will admit that even though Eidei Chasima Karsi, and you have Eidei Chasima on the get, but it's since that Mulcha Mitocho, right? Since the Eidei Chasima on the get, how should I say this, right? The Eidei Chasima on the get don't know who is being divorced over here, so there's something missing. So as long as you have Eidei Mesira, so that will be sufficient. You have the Eidei Chasima to make the shtar, but you need Eidei Mesira to be able to testify, to be able to know who is getting divorced over here. As long as the Eidei Mesira know, so that's fine. There is some kind of a hochacha. There has to be some kind of hochacha. It just doesn't have to be mitocha get. Right? It has to be mochia. There has to be some Eidim that know who's divorcing whom, because if not, there's no Eidus. There's no Eidus over here. But it doesn't have to be muchach mitocha chasima. So the Eidei Chasima actually are making the shtar. A shtar is a shtar. But the gerushin is not a gerushin unless it's muchach, unless the Eidim know who's divorcing whom. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Ketanut Lamatsu Megarish, Hagadol Lamatsu Megarish. If you have Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Mesira know who the get was written for. The Eidei Mesira know who the get was written for. They know that it was Lishma. So then there is Eidos on this gerushin. And that's going to be sufficient. Even Rabbi Meir would say that you don't need Mulcha Mitocha. Okay, this is the teretz that the Rashba suggests for Das Rashi. What's the lashon of the Rishba? Umiya Efshu Glokasha La Rashi Zal, the Shema was al Sover, the Aflu Rabbi Meir, Labina Makamitochagay. For Av Rabbeinu Tam Zal Kain Sover, Koshani Asad Lichto Bahida Perikalagay. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you. Rabbeinu Tam has their Girsa. If Shaladakta came Yidivre Rashi, so then the Rashba adds that not only do I think this is Pshat and Rashi, could be Pshat and Rashi, it's what the Rabbeinu Tam holds, but it could be Pshat and Rashi, it's Mefurish like that. Mitov Divrei Rashi, says the Rashba. We'll get to it in a moment. I saw a hand up. Yes, Zach.
So he's arguing that
the Eidim
need to know,
they
need to sign it, they don't need to know who it's for?
No, when the Eidim sign it, so they're being asked by the Baal to sign it. So the Eidim know what Baal is asking them to sign it. It's just a muchach mitocha chasima who's divorcing whom. Right? When the Eidim chasima are signing, so they're signing, they have to know what they're signing on. So the Baal has to say, I want to divorce the older wife, I want to divorce the younger wife. The Eidim chasima know, but it's not muchach mitocha chasima. But the Eidim Mesira, also know, and they're going to be on hand at the time of the Gerishim. If it was Muchel Mitoch HaChasimah, so then you don't need Eidim Mesira, according to Rabbi Meir. There's no need to have the Eidim Mesira. Right? There's no need to have the Eidim Mesira. Maybe. We'll get the Tosis, not Balad Amrav. That's so simple. But okay, let's keep it simple. For now. Okay, according to Rabbi Meir, if you have it in Chasima, that's sufficient. Right? But if it's not Muchach Mitocha Chasima, so then what kind of an Eidus is that? Meaning what there's no Eidus on the Gerishim. We have to know that there's Eidus on the Gerishim. So if you assume Rabbi Meir doesn't require Eidim Mesira, okay, why am I grappling with this? Tosa Nafdalit says that according to Rabbi Meir, you still need Eidim Mesira. Not for the Shtar, you need Eidim Mesira because Ein Davar Sheher Brachos Mishnai. See, we're gonna go back and forth with this. Eidus and a get, is the Eidus la'ashuya shtara, or is it l'kiyam hadavar? We're going to constantly keep on going back and forth with this. Because it depends according to whom. We're going to see multiple shittas in the Rishonim. Okay, but Rabbi Meir will hold that as long as it's muchach, as long as some group of Eidim know, that... know who's divorcing whom, and they know what was written in the get, so then the get is going to be kosher. Okay, if you don't have Eidim Mesira, then there's going to be. We'll see. Rashi's going to learn that we're afraid that. Well, that's a different halacha, different case. Now, why do you need Eidim Mesira over here? If the Eidim Chasima, according to Rabbi Meir, Eidim Chasima Karsim, the Eidim Chasima know who they're signing for, so that's a good Eidus. So now, if the Baal gives that get, what could be the problem? So even if it doesn't have to be muchach mitoch hachasima, Rabbi Meir admits that the gerishin has to be muchach. Right? We have to know that the Baal meant to divorce ex-wife, a certain wife, with this get. That has to be muchach. That the Edom have to know that. So since if there are no Eidim Mesira, so then there's no hochacha about this get. It doesn't have to be muchach from the get itself, but some Eidim have to know that the Baal wanted to divorce a particular wife. So that's why it has to be muchach, at least for the Eidim Mesira. Yes?
According to Tosos, are we saying that within Rabbi Lazar it also needs to be muchach mitocho?
So Tosos did say that. Not muchach mitocho, no. It has to be muchach. Tosis only said, Rabbi Lazar admits that it has to be muchach to the Eidim Mesira that the shliach was made a shliach by the Baal. That's all. The shliach was made a shliach by the Baal. That's not to be muchach mitocha chasima, muchach mitocha get. All that's to be muchach is that the Eidim Mesira have to know that the Baal made him into a shliach olach. So which Rashi is the Rashba talking about? Let's talk Rashi. Right? Let's see the Rashi. So this is a sugya on Daf Chav Beis. Okay, this is going to introduce us more to the sugya of Eidim Mesira de Chasim HaKarasin. And hopefully we'll see it more. I think it's important. I like to do this. It's so interesting how the Gemara does this. Often when you have a big sugya, it sort of like introduces the sugya a block before you get to it. This happens pretty frequently in Shas. But you hear like a, you know, it sort of whets your appetite early. And then you have to put the appetite, you know, on hold. And then you can get the sugya a little bit later. And for some reason, the Gemara often does it. Oh, so the Mishnah, the Chaf Aleph on the base, the end of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ain kosin lo al haniyora hamochad v'lo al adiftera. Meishu yochel is dayif v'chacham machshir. You can't write on niyor mochok, erasable paper, or on diftera, some type of cloth that also it's erasable. If you erase it, you won't be able to tell. So zotan tanakama, it's yochel is dayif. You can forge it. You can write one thing and then erase it and write something else, and no one will be able to tell the difference. So the tanakama holds that you can't write again on such a substance. The davar sheyochel is dayif is possible for again." The Chachamim Amarsha, Chachamim say it's good. So the Gemara says, "Achav Beis, I'm not. How can Chachamim Amarsha? To my Chachamim, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, Rabbi Elazar, and Pedas says, Rabbi Elazar, he it's Rabbi Elazar, and Shamua, the Tana, the Amar, Edim Esir Karsi. It's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is Machshir. He says Edim Esir Karsi. So because Edim Esir Karsi, I don't care. It could be Yochel is Daif. It's fine. So what that it can be forged." The Edom Misira know what the MS is, so as long as the Edom Misira are there, then everything is going to be fine. What's Pshat? What does that mean? Rebbe Lazar holds that since Edom Misira Kaisa, so therefore if it's Yachal Zayit, it's still Kasha. So Rashi there on the Chav Beis and Beis writes like this: Rebbe Lazar he, the Amar Chasima Saget Einam in Atorah. Rebbe Lazar says that we do have Edom Chasima Saget. Everyone, I mean that's the minute. That's what the Mishnah says in the fourth parak. Right? Eino Eidim Chosman Alaget Elam Me Tikkun HaOlam. So Tikkun HaOlam. Everyone says that you have Eidim Chasim Alaget. Rabbi Lazar though says that the Eidim Chasim are not cursing. It's a Tikkun HaOlam that we're afraid that maybe the Eidim Asir are going to die, or they're going to go off to China, and they're not going to be available. They're not going to be available to testify about the get. So therefore, Me Tikkun HaOlam Chazal Misakin that you have Eidim Chasim Alaget. But not that you need the chasim in the get, but Belozer holds the Masir Kasi. You don't need the Eda Chasim. Min HaTorah, the get is perfectly kosher without Eda Chasim, even if you only have a Masir. Velo Sagi Lemeisve below Eda Masir, Belozer says that Chasim HaSaget is not the Raisa. You need Eda Masir in order to make the get Min HaTorah. Velo Sagi Lemeisve below Eda Masir, Min HaTorah. The Inu Hu the Av decreases. But Belozer holds that the Eid Masira are the ones that make the creases. Without them, you can't get the first base. Dal Karzov Be'in and Eidim the Alfin and Erva Dover Dover Mimama. That's quite a loaded statement in Rashi. Rashi says, of course you need Eid Masira, because we learned Dover Dover Mimama that Ein Dover Sherev Brachas Mishnayim. Interesting, right? Of course you need Eid Masira Lefira Belozer, because Ain Davish of Arab Prophet's Mishnayim. So there's no Shaila that you would need Eid Masira. How can Eid Chasima serve as Eid Kiyum? Interesting. Okay. We're not gonna talk about that issue now, but we'll get back to it. Remember that line in Rashi. We're gonna get back to it maybe in the future. Zakt Rashi, Vehilbach Loch Hashinan, Ledilma Mizaifa. What's the problem of Davish Yechel? Is Dayav that we're afraid they can forge it? So since Rabbi Elazar holds Eidim Asir Kaisi, we're not afraid of a possible via because the Eidim Asir know. They are Amra and Tzrichi Lemikriye because the Eidim Asir have to read the Gat, so they know what the story is. The Eidim Asir will know that there was a tie in the Gat. So there's no chashash. What's the chashash? The Eidim Asir know what's going on. So there's no chashash. That's why, as long as you have Eidim Asir, you can write on the Dov Sheikh Lez Dayak as well. Now Rashi adds a very important point. Mando Amra Eidim Asir Iker. The one who holds Eidim Masira Karsi, so he assumes that you're going to have Eidim Masira on the get. You need Eidim Masira. So what do you do? You have to bring the Eidim Masira in order to testify that if she wants to remarry. You have to bring Eidim Masira to testify that she's divorced. But according to Rabbi Meir, you don't need Eidim Masira. You don't need Eidim Asir. Notice, Rashi is saying Rabbi Meir would hold you don't need Eidim Asir. That's not necessary. Right? Against Tosfos, who felt that Rabbi Meir did require Eidim Asir anyway. We'll talk about it. No, not for now. Okay? Rashi says, Pashup Shad, Rabbi Meir would say you don't need Eidim Asir. If someone is makel chasimas, we don't have to bring the eder chasima themselves here. We just have to make sure it's not mezuyah. So as long as someone's makel chasimas, everything is fine. Oh, but the problem is, if it's a davar shiyachol lizdayev, so then miyesh tno v'zayfte lekad yada. The edim that are mekayim the get, they have no idea whether there was a ziyaf over here. It's yachol lizdayev, and you're not going to bring the eder chasima themselves. So then there's a problem. There would be a problem with this get. Right, Rabbi Meir will say. Right, Rabbi Meir will say that that bedavah shiachol is daif. You can't write the get. Why? Because we're afraid. Maybe Dilma have a beitunah of his zayfte. Because you're not going to bring edim. You're not going to have edim mesira. Rabbi Meir holds that you don't need edim mesira, but edim chasim is sufficient. So the only thing that you'll do, if she wants to remarry, is she's going to bring edim to verify the signatures. But she's not going to actually have edim who know for sure whether there was a time to get or there wasn't a time to get. So there could be a takala over here. So Dr. Rabbi Meir, aim, coast, and get, the davar shiyachol is daif. Period. Can't write a get on the forgeable material, because if there is a tanai to get, we'll have no way of knowing whether there was a tanai or not. Tractosis, on Dr. Kaveh Zaman Aleph, says, what did Rashi just tell you? That lefi Rabbi Meir, the problem of davar shiyachol is daif is that maybe there's a tanai there, and he erased the tanai. Maybe the Baal is gonna erase the tanai, and we have no way of proving it. Isn't there a more basic problem over here? It would seem, according to Rashi, that if the Eide Chasima would testify, right? If you would have, let's say, Eide Mesira for this get, there are Eide who can testify whether there was a tanai or not. Rabbi Meir would say it's kosher. Right? The whole chashash, according to Rabbi Meir, is that we're afraid that you're not gonna. That you're not going to have Edim to testify, the Edim who were there, Bishas, Mesir Saget, who can testify whether there was a Tanai or not. But let's say, B'di'evit, you did. Let's say you divorced her with this Dov Shiachal is Daif, right? And you had Edim there. And the Edim say, we were there, Bishas, Mesir Saget, and we know that there wasn't a Tanai. So it would seem Rabbi Meir would say it's kosher. Ain't kosher just means the chatilu. We don't do it because it's gonna be a problem, it'll be a takala. But if you did it by the evet, it should work according to the way Rashi is presenting. So that's what Tosas is troubled with. Pirish Bekunjus Damar Edim Mesira Iker, etc., etc. Quotes the whole Rashi. V'daf gahocha al dava shiachol is daif. Omer Rashi the tzvich edim mesira b'shosh shabali nasim. Avu begit naksuv medava she'ena yachol is daif. Okay, leave that part out. Just 1 second. Of Mashapir's Begunjus, this is the second half of Tosis. Mashapir's Begunjus, the Rabbi Meir, Isha Boli Nasi Begat Akosav Al Dovash Yachal is Daev, Ena Tzvich Eidem Asira. The Eidem Achasum Bo Ena Mevila Fanenu, Emiesh Makir Machasim Osan, the Abbe Tnov is Aifte, like a Dioda, Mashma the Yahavi Sadi Kamon, have a kosher. Zog Tosis, it sounds according to Rashi that if the Eidem would be here, then everything would be good. Even the Fi Rabbi Meir. The problem is there's a chashash that maybe the Edom are not going to be here, and if the material is forgeable, so then maybe there was a Tanai, and he erased it. It sounds like if we do have Edom, and we know that there wasn't a Tanai, everything is fine. The E.F. Shalomar came. Zogtos says, you can't say that. The Rabbi Meir, Be'inan she'emuchel mitocho, k'demashu b'reish kol aged. V'dom she'ach lizdayev, he'mochich mitocho klok. Says Tosas, it can't be. Rabbi Meir holds that you need muchach mitocho. If it's Yochel is Daif, it's not Mochel Mitocho, by definition. Just like by Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, it's not Mochel Mitocho. If it's Yochel is Daif, it's not Mochel Mitocho either, because we don't know for sure whether there was a Tanai and it was erased or not erased. Right? So if it's not Mochel Mitocho, Rabbi Meir should say that it's possible, even if you have Edom to tell us. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Meir should hold that it has to be Mochel Mitocho get, the whole Metzius of the get. Who the get is for, that it was written Lishma, right? Who the get is for. And all the tnoim, exactly what was written in the get, has to be muhach mitocha chasim, exactly what was written in the get. And if not, Rabbi Meir holds that the whole get is possible. Stachapala. What's Rashi saying? So after Rashba here on Daf Chav Beis, no, Rashi l'shitaso. I told you, Rashi holds Rabbi Meir admits that you don't need muhach mitocha. He holds Eidah chasim akaisi, but he doesn't hold that you need muhach mitocha. Dav Yashach l'sdayif. it would not be a problem of mitochov. The problem is a practical problem. We don't have Edom to testify, Edom to know what actually was in the get. But if you do have Edom, if you do have Edom Nesira, Rabbi Meir would say everything is fine. I am Mucham Mitochov. So what is Mucham Mitochov? It doesn't have to be Mucham Mitochov. As long as you have Edom, then know what the Metzias of the get was, so then everything is fine, and the get is going to be kosher. Okay, this could be the Pshat Bedas Rashi. That Rashi holds that Rabbi Meir admits that you don't need Mucham Mitochov. Tosis is adamant that Rabbi Meir holds that you need Mucham Mitochov. And Nafkamina for two Alochas, right? We have a Nafkamina for two Alochas. Right.
I can bring my laptop out.
Okay, whatever, it's fine. Nafkamina for two halachas. Right, first of all, what? Hosuku Shnei Yosef and Shem. V'nimsar haget beit nesir. Does that work with Fira Bimei? And secondly, get shenichdav al dov shiachal is daif. Neither case is mucha mitocha. It's not mucha mitocha chasima, mucha mitocha get. Right? If husuk l'shneyoz ben shimon, so the edim asira might know, but it's not in the get. If it's yachal is daif, so the edim asira might know, but in the get itself, we don't know. Was there a tie? Was there not a tie? Was it written for this guy? Maybe it was written for someone else, and then they erased it and put another individual there. Tamucha mitocha. The Tos would say Rabbi Meir would claim in both of these cases it's not going to work. Rabbi Meir would claim in both of these cases it's not going to work. And the Rasha would learn Bedas Rashi and Lefi Rabbi Natam that Rabbi Meir would hold that in both of these cases it will work. What's the Machlokas Rashi? Yes, question.
Rashi
holds Rabbi Meir does not require Edom Mesira.
Well, it was not
Mucham Mitocha. Oh, okay, fine. If it's not Mucham Mitocha, then you'll need Edom Mesira to make it Kashin, yeah.
Then, so how do you ever have a case where you find again the floor and give it to someone with the same name? Doesn't the Edom Mesira have to know that, like, who is from and who is for?
He's saying, even through the Rashba, going back to our sugya, right? Going back to our sugya, that the whole chashash is we're afraid the Baal comes with what, the Edom Asira have to be on hand for the Ksivas Haget? If the Baal comes, the Baal comes with a get in his hand, if it's not Yochel is Daif, so then they
didn't see it. That's the point of Edom Asira, that I mean, they're to recognize that someone's going to.
The Edom Asira are there to tell us that he's saying, if it's Hursuku Shneyosu ben Shimon Birachas, if it's Hursuku Shneyosu ben Shimon Birachas, so how did the Edom Asira help? Because if the Baal is saying, why shouldn't we be afraid that the get dropped? So the answer is, it's a hashash rachok. We're not afraid of such a thing. Right? We're not really. We're not Torah. We're not afraid of such a thing.
Say, well, why would it work? The Edom Asira, what's the Edom Asira's job in that case? And when it's not Mucham Tov.
The Edom Asira's job is to know that the Baal wanted them to be Edom on a Maisa Gerish. See, if it's not Mucham Mitocho, so we don't know which. The fact that a Baal is holding on to the get, we don't know that there was a Nesina Saget. But if the Edom Asira there, Bashas Nesina, they saw that there was a Nesina Saget. From the hand, there was a get that went from the hand of the Baal to the hand of the woman, and the names on the get are the names of this Baal and that woman. That's what the Edom Asira see. But if it's Hosuku Shneyos and Shimon Birachas and there are no Edom Asira, so, or if you need Mucham Mitocho in the Chasimas, that means that the Ed Chasima have to know. That you don't have. Right? So that's the problem. Rabbi Meir has a conception of a get that requires Mucham Mitocho. So Edom Asira are not going to solve that problem. But if you have a different conception of a get, so then the Eidim Mesira will be able to serve as Eidim on this get, despite the fact that it's not Mucha Mitochem. Okay, well, what you're basically asking, Nash, is sort of leading into the next part of the shiur. Let me say a vart, and after I say the vart, we'll see if it answers your kasha. What's machlokas? What's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether Rabbi Meir requires Mucha Mitochem or not? What's machlokas? So with Shechter, in his Kuntres Hashtaros in Eretz Hatzvi, we're going to see the Kuntres Hashtaros quite a bit. Mitz Hashem. So in his Kuntres Hashtaros, he quotes from the Rav. This is the Eretz Hatzvi, Simen Chof Gimel. And this is Os Hei. He said a lot before Os Hei. We'll get to some of it in Mitz Hashem as we continue in our travels. Rav Shechter quoted from the Rav a fundamental Yisrael. The Rav said, yeah, you have to first understand what the Machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar is, and then we can go to the Machlokas within Rabbi Meir, whether you need Mucha Mitochem. So he says, what's this Machlokas, whether Eid HaChasim HaKarsi, Eid HaMesir HaKarsi? So first of all, the Rav posits the soul that Rav Shechter is adamant about, and that is that the whole Machlokas, whether Eid HaChasim HaKarsi, Eid HaMesir HaKarsi, only applies to Shtarei Kenyan. To Shtaris that are creating some kind of chalos. That means shtar kinyan and mekachal memkar and gittin and kedushin. Gittin and kedushin is also viewed as a shtar kinyan. Get is not a kinyan, but get is breaking a kinyan, right? It means a shtar that's shafing a chalos, a shtar that's making a chalos. There you can have a machlokas whether eid mesira kasi eid chasim kasi. But shtarei raya, said the Rav, says less man de poli. No one argues that eid chasim kasi here. Rabbi Lazar has to admit by shtarei raya that eid chasim kasi. That's why Rabbi Shechter holds that there's no requirement to have Eidim Mesira on Mesira Sak Suba under a chuppah. He will surely aid him away. Because he said, based on the Rav, it's ridiculous. The Ksuba is not a Shtar Kenyan. The Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. It's a Shtar Raya, meaning there's a Kabbalah's Kenyan in the Chassan's Tish. The Sada Kedushin is Makabal Kenyan from the Chassan. In fact, the Eidim of Makabal Kenyan from the Chassan, right? Sometimes Sada Kedushin is a representative of the Kala. Right, the Makabal Kenyan, the Chassan is obligating himself to what the Ksuba says, to support his wife and to take care of his wife and to treat his wife properly, and in the event of death or divorce, he agrees to certain payments. Right, so the whole Shtar Ksuba is a Shtar. It's a statement of the Eidim who are testifying that we saw the Kabbalah's Kenyan. The Ksuba is not creating that Kenyan. The Kenyan Suda that you do with the Chassan carrying the Kenyan. The Ksuba is just a Shtaraya. It's just a Shtaraya. What do you need Eidim Mesira for? What is Eidim Mesira going to accomplish anything? That's what the Rav felt. The Rav felt that there's no din of Eidim Mesira comes to a Shtaraya. Even Rabbi Elazar would say that Eidim Chassim HaKarsi in that case. But just so you should know, there is a Tosis in the Chavez and Mabez, a close one day that does disagree. But it's a Shitas Yochid. The Rav's approach is the mainstream. It seems like a pretty glatta svar, a good svar. What's the logic? Well, what's the idea? So the Rav said, the reason why by Shtari Raya you can't say Eidim Mesira Kasi is because what's a Shtar Raya? A Shtar Raya is like the Rav has to be a Raya B'Ksav Midas HaMeschayim. That's what a Shtar Raya is. A Shtar Raya, it's hard to put everything over here. I want Shtar Raya. What's a Shtar Raya? Shtar Raya is a Raya B'Ksav Midas HaMeschayev. The only way that a Shtar Raya can function as a Shtar Raya is if it's a Raya B'Ksav. If it's a Raya, you're giving over Raya B'Ksav to the other individual. Now, if this thing can't serve as a Raya, so then what's the Shtar? Where's the shame Shtar? A Shtar Raya means it's a Shtar that's a Raya. If the whole shtar can only be a raya because the Eid Mesira saw the Mesira Sashtar, so the Eid Mesira are the raya. But it's not in the shtar. It's not a shtar raya. The whole idea of a shtar raya is that it has to be a raya b'ksav. The raya has to be written. So the only way that the raya can be written is if there are Eidim signed onto the raya. If there's just a raya written but there are no Eidim on it, and someone presents it and says, oh, this is the shtar. This proves that you owe me $100. What does it prove? It proves a statement that, you know, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. There are no Eidim signed on it. So what does it prove? It proves nothing. Aye, but there are Edom Asira that know that it happened, but that's not a Shtar Raya. That's just Edom that are testifying that it happened. But it's not a Shtar Raya. And a Shtar accomplishes certain things. You can be over from the Chasim Meshubadim. There are certain halachas that apply to a Shtar Raya. So a Shtar Raya has to be Raya itself. Top the Rav, what's the whole machlokas with the Edom Chasim and Kaisi, Edom Asira Kaisi? The question is how to understand the Shtar King. How to understand the Shtar King. Rabbi Meir understands that a Shtar Kenyan acts exactly the same as a Shtar Raya. The way that the Kenyan is effected is by giving a Raya B'Ksav to the other individual. That the Mischayev gives a Raya B'Ksav to the other person. That's how the Kenyan is effected. A Shtar Raya obviously has to be giving Raya B'Ksav. But Rabbi Meir holds that no, maybe even a Shtar Kenyan works in the same way. A Shtar Kenyan works by giving over the Raya. When you give over the Raya, that affects the Kenyan. Rabbi Loza says, no, that's not in Shtar Raya. Shtar Kenyan is totally different. Shtar Kenyan is not giving over Raya B'Ksav. But rather, Shtar Kenyan is just Sipur HaMaisa B'Ksav that's given over in front of Eden. You write down what the Maisa is. This one is selling the karka to that individual. This one's getting married to that person. This one's getting divorced to that person. You write the Sipra Maisa. Right? It can't be a Raya. It's not going to serve as a Raya. Presenting this is not a Raya. There's no Edom on that. But that doesn't... You don't need a Raya B'Ksav to be a Shtar Kenyan. That's a din in Shtar Raya, Rebbe Loza says. Shtar Kenyan is just Sipra HaMaisa B'Ksav that's handed over in front of two Edom. That's how you create a Shtar Kenyan. So a Shtar Raya is definitely Raya B'Ksav. What's a Shtar Kenyan? Rabbi Meir says it's Dach de Zel Bezach. Rabbi Meir says it's Raya B'Ksav Midas HaMeschayim. And Rabbi Loza says no. Rabbi Loza says it's totally different. Shtar Kenyan is Sipur HaMaisa B'Ksav HaNimsar B'Fnei Eden. This is how the Rav wanted to explain Machlokas of Meir Rabbi Loza. So now the Rav took it one step further. Rav said that based on this, he said, this is the machlokas, if this is how Rabbi Meir holds, then we can understand Tosus Hashita. Tosus holds Rabbi Meir requires Mucha Mitocho. Why does he require Mucha Mitocho? Why does he say that even a get and a Shtar Kenyan have to be Mucha Mitocho? And if it's written on a Dovah Shiachal is Dayef, the whole get is Pasul. If also Kushneyos Ben Shimon Beirachas, the whole get is going to be possible. Why? Because he holds that since Shtar Kinyan, since get and Shtar Kiddushin and Shtar Mekach Umemker, since there also has to be Hatfosas Raya Midas HaMischaye, since that also has to be giving over a Raya, so if it's not Mucha Mitocha, what kind of a Raya is that? That's his whole problem. That he assumes that Shtar Kinyan is similar to Shtar Raya. That you have to give over a Raya. If you're not giving over the Raya, so then there is no Shtar Kenyan there at all. Rabbi Loza says that you don't need Mucha Mitocha because he holds that Shtar Kenyan and Shtar Raya, never the twain shall meet, they're two totally different things. Shtar Kenyan, you don't need to be giving over a Raya to the other individual. It's enough if you're just handing over in front of Edom Asira the Sipra Maisa B'Ksav. So it's enough if you're handing over the Sipra Maisa B'Ksav, then it's going to be sufficient. Then it'll be sufficient. Even if it's not Mucha Mitocha, it's still going to be a kosher Shtar. That the Edom Asira can make the Shtar. Rabbi Loza says Edom Asira can make the Shtar even if it's not Mucha Mitocho, even if this Shtar will not be able to serve as a Raya. The only Raya that you'll have is if the Edom Asira testify in the future. Rabbi Loza says that's fine. Because a Shtar Kenyan is not about giving over a Raya to the other individual. It's about just handing over in front of Edom the Sipra Maisa B'Ksav. That's what a Shtar is. So even if it's not Mucha Mitocho, it's going to be fine. What does the Rashba hold with the Rashi within Rabbi Meir? So here you got to tweak it a little bit. I think what the Rashba is saying, Bidas Rabbi Meir, Bidas Rashi with the Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say that you don't need Mucha Mitocho? Why does Rabbi Meir say that you don't need Mucha Mitocho? Because apparently Rabbi Meir assumes that get doesn't have to be a Raya B'Ksav. Shtar Raya has to be a Raya B'Ksav, but get doesn't have to be a Raya B'Ksav. You know what it has to be? It just has to be Edus B'Ksav. Edus B'Ksav. Right? What's a... Okay, let's put it like this. Okay, Rabbi Meir, Lefi Tosfos, it's Raya B'Ksav Midas HaMeschayim. What does Rashi hold? Lefi Rashi, it's not Raya B'Ksav. It doesn't have to be a Raya B'Ksav. It has to be Eidus B'Ksav. Rabbi Lazar holds you don't need an Eidus B'Ksav. You just need the Sibar Maisa to be written B'Ksav and it can be handed over in front of Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Meir says, no, no, no. It has to be Eidus B'Ksav Midas HaMeschayim. That's the Machlokes. Does Rabbi Meir hold that a Shtarkin has to be a Raya B'Ksav? Not just a Shtarayim. The Shtarkin has to be a Raya B'Ksav. When you give over the Raya B'Ksav, that's what makes the Kenyan? Or no, maybe he admits that Shtarkin and Shtarayim are not exactly the same. There's a nuance of difference. Yes, he does agree that you need Eidim in the Shtar, but it's just an Eidus B'Ksav. It's not a Raya B'Ksav. There's an Eidus. The Eidei Chasim are signing in the Shtar. So as long as the Eidim attack in the Shtar, that's how you make a Shtarkin. Right? I but they can't serve as a Raya because it's not Mavli. So what? Rabbi Meir holds, you don't need that for a Shtarkin. Shtarkin is about having some kind of Eidus B'Shtar. So as long as you have an Eidus B'Shtar, even if it's not a Raya B'Shtar, that's okay. Rabbi Meir would say, of course, a Shtar Raya has to be Raya B'Ksav. But Shtarkin doesn't have to be Raya B'Ksav. It just has to be Eidus B'Ksav. So as long as it's an Eidus B'Ksav, that's fine. And even if it's not Ulchum Mitochu, it is an Eidus B'Ksav. There are Eidim that are signed on the Cheftza. So as long as there are Eidim signed on the Cheftza shall get, that's called an Eidus B'Ksav, and that's going to be sufficient to have, that's going to be sufficient for Shtarkin. Okay, this could be the Machlokes Rishonim within Rabbi Meir as to whether you need Ulchum Mitochu in order to make the get kosher.
Sorry, could you just turn the camera over a bit?
Sure. Okay, we'll turn the camera over. Okay, we're going to stop the Gemara here now. Some of the Talmidim may have some different